Blog Talk Radio.
Christian professionals in all walks of life, Christians who daily work and share the love of Jesus in their world. We have such a professional with us today. She has met and conquered many obstacles in her life on the way up the ladder of success. And I am very happy to have her on my program today and very proud to say that she is my sister. So let me introduce to you Dr. Geneva M. Edwards, medical doctor, who is going to tell everyone a bit about herself and the world of holistic medicine that she is involved in. Welcome, Geneva.
Thank you very much. What a pleasure to be on your show.
Well, we consider it a pleasure to have you.
Yes, God is good. I grew up in Joliet. I went to Joliet Central High School, Joliet Junior College, and finally migrated my way to St. Joseph Hospital School of Nursing, where I obtained a diploma in nursing. And then later relocated to L.A. and got my bachelor's of nursing, then relocated to Omaha, Nebraska. I was all making my way to enhance my application as far as getting into medical school.
Mm-hmm.
So I did end up attending medical school overseas in Belize, which is in Central America.
Okay. Well, that
so
is
I
wonderful.
I have my medical doctorate degree, yeah, but my nursing is my foundation for everything.
Okay. Well, that's so wonderful to know. Now, to my audience, and probably some like myself, I don't know too much about the medical field, especially this one. So we're going to discuss today a field that you're, very well into, holistic medicine. Maybe you could explain what holistic medicine is to the audience.
Well, holistic medicine is dealing with the total individual, and the primary goal of a holistic practitioner is to gain proper balance in their patient's life. This medicine is also known as integrative medicine, where we're looking at the whole picture, the body, mind, spirit, and emotions, and that is the quest for optimal health and wellness. And we believe that, yes, one can achieve optimal health through holistic medicine. See, there's reasons why people become ill. There's reasons why we may feel more depressed than others. There's all kind of reasons. I mean, depression has been linked to vitamin deficiency. And whoever thought about that recently in the years? But now they're looking at things like that.
So it's not,
so if we have
it's
imbalances,
not just physical.
Huh?
It's not just physical,
no.
Then.
No,
okay.
No. If we have imbalances in our body, physical, emotional, or spiritual, it negatively affects our overall health.
Oh,
and they're interdependent parts of each other. And when one is not working properly, all the other parts are affected.
I agree there. I believe that's true. Now, could you tell us, are more doctors leaning toward that area in medicine?
Oh, definitely. I see a change in trend. I see where more traditional doctors, the allopathic doctors, are leaning toward holistic medicine and combining it with their practice. And they're reaching out more in other ways. Holistic medicine is an alternative approach to caring for people who are sick. you know. It's like relying on herbs. And as a naturopath myself, I believe that there's an herb on this earth for every illness that we ever could encounter, and I believe that's how God had designed the world for that. But I think that what happened is that the holistic medicine, the herbalists at that time and the allopathics started off at the same time, but the allopathics, which are the traditional doctors, surpassed the naturopaths, also known as herbalists, because it was such a money-making situation.
I see.
And so it has superseded some of our natural practices. But we're going back toward that, and that is a good thing.
Okay. Now, is there more study, you know, does a doctor have to go beyond just medical school in order, you know, to get into that area? Is there more study? Does he have to get a different degree or something?
Well, you don't necessarily have to be a doctor to be a holistic practitioner. They have holistic nutrition.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They have certified people that are just interested in holistic, reaching out to people from a holistic point of view. They have holistic social workers. So you don't have to be a doctor. But if you are a physician or you have your medical degree or you are a nurse, you can become, take training and become board certified in holistic medicine.
Okay.
And a lot of traditional doctors have that along with their other board certifications such as family practice and internal medicine and, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. Like, I was just wondering what areas of medicine does holistic medicine cover? Like, you know, can you find them, like, in gynecology and surgery and general practice? I think you kind of answered that for me. You know, just a
but
little
I
bit
think
there.
That now there are holistic practitioners who specialize in different areas. And as far as gynecology, there are. And in addition to their traditional training, they become knowledgeable about integrative approaches that can be used to augment healing and therapy, you know, cramping that may be associated with the menstrual cycle. They might prescribe an herb remedy to help regulate one's cycle versus what a traditional doctor might do.
Okay,
patients
so then,
with natural.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Go ahead. Patients
that. No, I was just going to say, it's not just. And they don't just use pills. They may give medicine, but they try to find other ways to just integrate what's going on in the whole body as a whole that might be affecting, causing these problems.
Because one holistic approach to gynecological care, it combines lifestyle management, which is nutrition, stress reduction, and it has herbal remedies and hormones, natural hormones that are offered by holistic practitioners.
Okay.
I mean, they and their coverage, gynecology has a broad coverage in holistic. They do acupuncture and traditional Chinese medicine, nutritional counseling, relaxation therapy, you know.
Boy.
They deal with cancer, you know, endometriosis, which women suffer with, which is the uterus that sheds itself off, cervical dysplasia, which is known sometimes, you know, as abnormal growth in the cervical area, infertility, menopause.
Oh, my.
And
that's
everything.
Very broad.
And as far as another specialty, the person carrying the torch is New York City cosmetic surgeon Shirley Mathier, who practices holistic plastic surgery. And
oh, my.
This is very interesting.
That sounds like it would be.
Yeah, I mean, this has been done many years ago back in other countries, but she's one person in New York that she practices holistic plastic surgery, and her main motive, I think, her main focus is what holistic people do. We come from a proactive, preventative, primary approach. Get this person together with nutrition, get their mind where it should be. Let's get them stress reduction, because all of these things contribute to disease and will interfere with healing. We'll call stress. Stress causes wrinkles, and on and on and on.
Oh, boy, that's really interesting. Very interesting. Okay, now, you know, like I said, this is so interesting to me because I didn't know that much about it myself. But if a person, you know, wanted to find a holistic medical doctor, where would they look? Can you give them some ideas?
Well, we have the American Holistic Medical Association, and they have a website, and it's www.holisticmedicine.org.
Okay, and could you repeat that one more time, just in case somebody's writing it down?
www.holisticmedicine.org, O-R-G. And this website has all about what holistic practitioners do. It has an area where you can put in your zip code and find a holistic practitioner that is close to you. It lists all the certifications that our practitioners have and stuff like that. So it's a good thing.
Okay, now could you tell me, do you think that holistic medicine is growing in America, or is it more popular over abroad in different
countries?
Well,
in third world countries, you're going to see holistic medicine because of the natural practices over there and the herbs and, you know, what they believe. But in America, it is growing. And the field of medicine, of holistic medicine and modern medicine combining today to work together for overhaul patients, that is definitely what is happening now, not like it was back in the day. Doctors are looking at alternative measures as far as treating their patients. And I'll give you an example, because people are tired of popping pills and they no longer want to take
pills. Yes.
Because once the pill is over, the problem still exists, and they start recurring. So now they're now looking for health practitioners to treat their illness, just not their symptoms. They want it to go away. They don't want to take a pill forever. They want to know, you know what's going on.
Now you understand, because you know I'm like that. You know how I am, Geneva. I get so sick of taking pills. You know, they push them at you, and a lot of times they don't even explain what it is. But like you say, I agree with that, because sometimes it's more than, you know, it's more than just a pill, you know, that you need to take. Sometimes you need to talk, you know, or find out, you know, what's going on. You know, so I like that very much about that. Okay, now in the field of holistic medicine and modern medicine today, they're combining together to work for the patient's overall health, and you just told us that, so I think everybody understands that. Now, but in your overall opinion, what do you think of the holistic medicine field? Is it growing, or is it, you know, at a standstill, or you know, are more people starting to look into it as alternative medicine, or even if they have a general practitioner, just getting some, you know, getting into another area that might offer other benefits along with that?
Well, it's growing by leaps and bounds because, as I mentioned before, people are tired of just popping pills. They want to know, you know, why can't I shake this depressed feeling? What is going on, you know?
Yeah.
And we live in such a fast-paced society that we really don't have time, as, say, some people in third world countries would have time to give the body chance to heal naturally by using, you know, like plants and herbs, as they do over in St. Kitts and Nevis, as they do in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, as they do in Barbados. So we're in a different time of frame like that. So it is growing like leaps and bounds, and it has impacted our society here in America more so than it's ever done before. So it is something that is on the rise.
Well, I think that's very good, because I think, you know, sometimes you know you go into doctors' offices and you sit there, you know, and you may wait about an hour, maybe, you know, hour and a half, and then they come in so quick, you know, and they, you know, do certain little things, you know, take your temperature and look down your throat, you know, and your pulse and stuff like that, and blood pressure, and then they, you know, say okay, and then they give you something, and a lot of time you just want to, you know, just really talk about how you feel. Now, do, you know, this is something a little bit off, you know, track a little bit, but do holistic doctors spend a little more time with their patients, you know, explaining things and, you know, and talking with them, trying to, you know, find out how they feel, you know, exactly what's going on?
Yes, they do, and they have to, because they're looking at the total person. You're looking at body, mm-hmm. mind, and soul, so that you may do a more thorough workup. You know, mm-hmm. they take a very extensive history and physical mm-hmm. and find out what's going on, family history, what will happen in your family, and, you know, they get a feel for their patient and what to do, and then they take steps to it. So, yes, they do spend more time. Now, you find a lot of holistic practitioners that may not be able to be billed through certain insurance companies.
Yes.
Because they're not by the norms as far as our society is concerned. That happens a lot to them. But, you know, whatever individual pays to see a holistic practitioner, they get their money's worth, I can tell you that. Because they're going to do a really good workup.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said that they don't have to be medical doctors. Like, what type of training do they do? If you have any, you know, if you know anything that would kind of help the people know just what training that they get in order to go into this field. You said some.
Now, when they go to the site there, holisticmedicine.org,
okay, mm-hmm.
they have all kind of lists of what categories a holistic practitioner can be in, and they mm-hmm. will list the different categories. They have links to schools that provide that training.
Okay.
Some of it is online. Some of it requires for an individual to come into the class. A health professional that wants to become holistic certified may be able to do it online. You see what I'm saying? Like a nurse or a health technician or anything like that. So they have different categories. It depends on how far someone would like to go.
Yeah.
I mean, they sit and they talk. I think that if we had more holistic people from the bottom up or from the top down, that would be even better
mm-hmm.
because then we would be covering every avenue where a patient is requiring care, whether
mm-hmm.
it's bedside care, medication care, you know, counseling. So it is something that is definitely on the rise. And even schools as far as Harvard Medical School and Yale and Johns
mm-hmm.
Hopkins, they're all looking at alternative medicine, holistic medicine, and integrative medicine, bringing the entire being into focus.
Well,
it's something that is changing.
Yes,
now,
it is.
I think that what people need to know, what I would like to inform my audience about this
mm-hmm.
field of medicine, is that it is steady growing and it is changing in ways for the better. And with that, I can elaborate on the fact that more health practitioners are looking for alternative measures to treat their clients than ever before. And an example of this, and I love this commercial on TV, is Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Oh, yes, I see that
they
a lot.
They have combined their treatment with aspects of holistic medicine.
Yeah,
and
I noticed
that. People that have terminal cancer, they have the naturopath dietitian there. They have people working from different specialties of medicine.
And they're
just
all working together for the patient.
And they're working together.
Yeah, I saw that.
I thought
that was very
excellent.
Good.
Yes, it is.
Yes. I noticed that. I saw that on there. They said that they're working for the whole person, you know, through nutrition and, you know, exercise, you know, and all the. So it's like it's not just doctors. It's a whole group of people all looking out for the welfare of that patient. And I think that's so very important. That's so very important.
And what I see also, what I haven't seen in years, I actually
mm-hmm.
see health professionals. I had a surgeon pray for his patient.
Yes,
and
that's so important.
Family, and the patient's family, and tell them that the chief surgeon was God in heaven.
That's right.
And he was praying for God to guide his hand so he could, you know, deliver the best surgical practice possible
mm-hmm.
to the patient. You see doctors coming together, and I think that even though people may not want to admit it or accept it, that people are turning more back into the direction of God and realizing that he is
Amen.
The one, he is the healer. We are just an extension here, a mere extension of his earth,
Amen.
On this earth. Medicine is just a mere extension of God's healing. We need holistic medicine. We need traditional medicine. We need prayer, and we need everything combined together. This is
Amen.
What
Amen.
We're missing.
I think that's what I teach.
Yeah, that's what I teach. We need it all. I'm not saying holistic alone will do it. I'm saying we need everything that we can.
Yeah.
to facilitate
the whole body working
healing.
Together. The whole body working
yes.
together.
The whole yes. body
that
and mind.
So
the whole body of Christ. The whole body. The Holy
That's right.
Spirit.
That's right. Amen.
Giving him recognition.
Yep.
You know, he's only
yep.
healing. We're just an extension
That's
down
right.
here.
Yeah.
He,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So
yes,
we need to believe
yeah.
more, you know, and we need, and I think that with holistic medicine, this is the key here. We give our patients or clients, however you want to classify them, a mere sphere of hope.
Hope. I was just going to say
the
that
number one healer.
That's right.
The number
That's
one
right. they
healer.
Need hope.
The hope is the number one healer. I don't care
That's
what anybody
right.
says. A patient got hope, they can
That's
help
right.
pull themselves through a whole lot of things. You take that hope away, you watch mm-hmm. a patient go downhill from
oh, yes.
A to Z
I agree.
Immediately. It's just
I agree.
So amazing to me. So that's what we need to focus on. And a lot of oncologists, because they deal with patients that have terminal illnesses,
mm-hmm.
they are trained to tell their patients, look, you are going to die in 6 months, and there's no sense for you having hope, because they don't want to
mm-hmm.
give them false hope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so patients that have accepted that, they have died. And
yeah,
other patients
I believe
have
that.
Said, no, I'm going to live. I'm going mm-hmm. to live, and I'm going to fight and do everything I can.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Some of them have come out of it. So we need to look at things like that.
That's right.
We need to implant in our patient's mind. Yeah, we need to implant in our patient's mind. We know what the statistics are saying. We know what the medical records are saying, the ultrasound, the
mm-hmm.
x-ray. We know all of that. But this is all in God's hands.
That's right.
You
He's
see
the
what
final
I'm saying?
Choice.
And we need, yeah, we need to give it back to him and
mm-hmm.
let him lead us and guide health professionals, social workers, everybody that comes in encounter
right.
with an
yeah.
individual so that we can do his work wholeheartedly. I think we miss it a lot of times. I think we miss God's healing a lot of times because we are so focused
mm-hmm.
on what we've been taught.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
And that we don't, you know, and yeah. people say, oh, well, you can't bring religion or God into
oh, but faith is so important.
Medicine. You know what
oh,
I'm
yes,
saying?
You, can.
You know? I had a biopsy,
yeah.
I'll tell you this. And when I had to have a breast biopsy a few years ago, and it was scary.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know how patients feel when they have to go through this. And when I went in to have my biopsy, the doctor came in, and she was dressed in this really bright color
mm-hmm.
top sweater. Very cheerful. And then they had in the background a wave radio that was playing this soft, healing music.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I had my biopsy done, I didn't even know they had completed it because I was up on another level
mm-hmm.
thinking about how bright she was.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
with her top, and the music was relaxing me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I wasn't as tense as I thought that I would be. All things like that make a difference.
Oh, it does, Geneva. It really does, yeah. You know, and you know, and like you said, the doctor's attitude, you know, how they, you know, come in to you and talk with you and all that is very important. You know, it's very important to have hope, and you're right about that. You have to give people hope. That's the one thing
yeah,
that they need, because
if
that'll pull them through, you know. You know, because like you said, you know, doctors are only extensions, you know, of God's healing power. You know, that's just a portion of it. You know, and so, but God, I just think that's beautiful the way you've stated everything. You know, it's so if a person can find a holistic doctor, you know, that you know combine, you know, that combines all this, and then plus, you know, if they have a regular doctor who's willing to work with these, you know, people to for their health or the overall person, I think that's a wonderful thing. And I really pray
right.
that our nation will lead more toward holistic medicine, not giving up the medical doctors, but that the medical doctors will see that it's more than just medicine, like you said, that they need to have hope and they need to look into the whole person and find out, you know, stress, things that are bothering them, you know, talk with them, and just, you know, diet, exercise, all of this goes together. And I think that
mm-hmm.
when they all come together in that, then they can really work with the whole person. Because like you said, give a person a pill and send them home, but that's just treating the symptom. That's not finding
right.
out what the problem is. So I think
yeah.
you said everything
and
very
you know,
well.
There's a J.W. Kennedy Foundation is a research,
mm-hmm.
and they have developed natural mineral cream for people that have cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of this cream is biominix.com. B as in boy, IOMINIX.com. You can read up on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing because people that have prostate cancer, okay, and what he has have recovered breast cancer, and you know people that have been given terminal illness, and what he has said on his site, which is so special to me, is that he has given them back hope.
Yes, yes, yes.
And
hope
this cream, and I can send you a link for it, and you can put it on your site.
Okay.
This cream, Miss Mineral Cream. I mean, it's just amazing the things that it is doing, the effects that it is having. And he's not saying that it's curing
mm-hmm.
cancer, but he's saying that it's a natural mineral product, and it works on our Krebs cycle of our body, who's responsible for all the biochemical metabolic pathways,
mm-hmm.
and it helps rid only the abnormal cells. So it's a little different than chemo. Because
mm-hmm.
chemo is going to kill any cell.
Yes.
It kills
yes.
good cells as well as bad cells.
That's
so this
right.
works only on the abnormal cell, and it is applied topically in the area where someone
mm-hmm.
may have cancer. And it's just amazing how tumors have shrunk.
Oh,
and
boy.
And it's just amazing. So
that's just wonderful. Well, you know, see, God is giving, see, now God, I do believe that God gives insight and drops knowledge into people's minds, how they can, you know, make these products. That comes from the Lord. You know, I do believe
well,
that.
I mean,
you know,
we don't wake up with
stuff.
Any idea.
No.
We don't wake up.
That's
we
what I'm
think
saying.
We come up with an idea. God implants that idea.
That's right.
I mean,
I believe that.
No, we're people. We're,
that was implanted.
We're believers. We're
That's
believers.
Right. Yeah. And,
so,
you know, and like you said, that faith is very important because, you know, without faith and hope, you know, then, you know, it's like everything seems like downhill. You know,
right.
So
if
I
you
think
give,
that's
if
wonderful.
You got hope in some, so the J.W. Kennedy Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever go
okay.
to that site, I'll give you the link.
Yeah,
and
yeah
you can
send me
refer
a link
some
to that.
People
yeah.
to it. And
yeah.
And he talks about why FDA is not approved because FDA has spent over the pharmaceutical company has spent billions of dollars on
mm-hmm.
finding clinical trials 1, 2, and 3 to make sure the drug is safe. And he talks about all that. It's just, and he got these testimonies on there. I was like, oh, my goodness, this is wonderful.
Oh,
so there might be some people out there that may be interested. And, you know, you can share that with them. And I will give you the link and they can click on it.
Well, I was just going
to
say, if anyone, the call-in line is open. If anyone would like to call and ask any questions to you, we are, you know, the call-in line is going to be open for about another, you know, 5 minutes or so, or 10 minutes, you know. But I just think that's just so fascinating. That, I mean, this is a field that I didn't know too much about it until you got interested in it and, you know, and started, you know, getting all this background. And so today I kind of looked it up and I thought, boy, I said, you know, you're really in a fascinating field. Because when I read some of the stuff about it, I thought it was just great. You know, I just thought this is something that, you know, I think doctors, you know, some doctors, you know, I know, you probably know too, have closed minds. They think that everything, you know, pop a pill and that'll do it, but that's not true. You know, I know
well,
that's not
true. Well, some doctors can only
you know,
see where they can't see beyond the school books.
Yeah, yeah.
What
yeah.
they've been taught, and, you know, and so, but I for the most part, I see a trend, I see a change.
Well, that's good,
and
that's what counts, you know.
Yeah,
more doctors
and I see
this,
them looking
you know.
At, yeah, I really do. I see them looking at things.
Yeah, well,
so,
that's good, you know,
because
they're always in school, too. Doctors are always learning that there's more avenues.
Right.
They're learning.
Right, and they're learning, too, by where they are,
mm-hmm.
where they are at in their career, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess it's like just some people are set in their ways and they say, I'm not going to change. But others are, you know, when they see things happen, they say, okay, this is something I never thought about before, but I see that this can work too. And so then, you know, so,
mm-hmm.
you know, it depends on, like you said, where they are in their career, you know, and how open they are. Some are open to learn and some, you know, some have closed minds. They think they've, you know, they've gone as far as they want to go. But praise God
mm-hmm.
that there are others that are really getting into it as you are and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the field is growing and people are being helped and there's testimonies. I'm sure you know there's a lot of you know, good things going on, and yeah, please send me a link to that site, the Kennedy thing,
cause right.
I can, like, and I can post it on.
You read up on it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's a he's a good guy. I mean, he's doing good things, and he ran into a lot of resistance, but he kept right on going.
And then, well, that's
you
what,
know,
that's
because
what,
anytime that's you bring about a change, you're going to run into anything worthwhile. You're going to have a difficult time.
That's right.
People think that when
battle.
They run into those, yeah, they think when you run into those roadblocks, that means you're supposed to stop. No, it doesn't.
No, usually the way I see it, when you run into a roadblock, that's saying that you're on the right road.
Right,
and
you know,
that's
why I said road with no
obstacle
leads nowhere. I say a road with no obstacle leads nowhere.
Yes,
that's
my motto. You always say that. You always sign a road with no obstacles leads nowhere, and I think it's true because you know, thinking about it, it's just like you know the people in in the Bible time, you know, the Israelites when they were going to the Promised Land, they just kind of expected God just drop them in the Promised Land, you know, but there were obstacles, and God, you know, they wanted God to win all the battles for them, but God was behind them, but He wanted them to go out and do it. You know, and so that's sometimes, you know, that's where, you know, we think in life, too. We see things, and when things start getting hard, we think, oh, Lord, you know, this is just too hard. I don't know if I'm going to make this. But if God is for us, who can be against us? And you know that for a fact because you have gone through so much, and even people don't know all the history of all you've gone through, but God has brought you out and set you on a high plane right now, and He's taking care of you. You know, you've been to Africa, you know, been so many places, and God has brought you through, and, you know,
and
the devil tried to stop you so many times back.
So funny because I hate flying, and I don't like
I know,
traveling.
You know,
here He took someone that hates flying and that doesn't like to travel.
Mm-hmm.
And here I am going to all these countries, third world countries, presenting and teaching and practicing. And I'm like, oh, my goodness.
You see?
You know, and now when I sit back and I think that I actually got on the plane and went from Atlanta, Georgia to Valletta, Malta, stayed a week and went from Valletta, Malta to Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, and then came back to Atlanta. I was like, my goodness.
Yeah.
What was wrong with me? But I was driven. And when He has a purpose, when He has something for you to do it, you do it. I listened to David Jeremiah, who is a pastor
yes, I like
and a
him.
Teacher, and he said that he used to worry when he gets on the plane many years ago, was it going to be a crash, or was he going to leave his wife without a husband, his children without a father? And he said that he ran into someone on the road with his crusade that told him, when you are doing God's work, you are immortal. And when He's finished with you doing His work, then He calls you home.
That's right.
Ever since then, he said He kind of left that behind him.
That's right. Yeah.
He doesn't
right.
worry as much. So
yeah.
we serve a God that is still sitting on the throne and that is still healing people.
Yeah.
And people need to realize that we need God. We need medicine. We need everything we need. We need to put it all together and bring it together. It's like a compound, you know, an equation.
Mm-hmm.
It has to all be put together or we're not going to come up with the profound product, which is healing. So we need to look at that.
Well, you're blessed to be in that healing field, and that's why I wanted to have you on because, you know, I've had writers on, and you also write, too. You write different articles for different places. But I want people to see that the Christian writer's world contains professionals, you know, writers, lawyers, doctors, nurses. I want them to see that the Christian writer's world is a very broad aspect of people. And so I'm so pleased that, you know, that you had time to, you know, come on and speak to the people. I know they benefited very much because I know I have. And I just want to thank you so much, Geneva. And, you know, I love you. And, I, you know, I'm always praying for you.
Yeah.
God will prosper you and let you do, you know, mighty things for Him. And so
I'm so honored to be on your show. I mean, look at all that you're doing with your Christian writing and, I mean, your books you're publishing. So God is in your corner as well. So I praise Him for that, too.
Well, thank you.
Right.
Well, God be for us, and even who can be against it? You know, He
that's
has so
right.
many beautiful people working in so many different fields, but we all love one Lord, and that's the main thing. I always tell the people at the end of each show, I always say, whatever you do, whether it's writing or whatever else, do it to the glory of God. And so I'm going to close it here with that, and I'll be just saying a few more words before I get off here. But we thank you so much for being on here. And I know the audience got so much, you know, benefit from all that you said. And do you have a website that they can write to if they had any questions or anything or like that?
Well, I can send you that link as well.
Okay, then okay. I'll look for the link, and if anybody, you know, wants to know, I'll post it. And but until we talk to you again, God bless you, and I love you, and you have a great evening. Thank you so much for all your knowledge.
Thank you so much, Janet. Talk to you
okay.
later. Bye now.
Okay, bye-bye now. Well, people, I hope you got a lot of information and benefits from my sister, Dr. Geneva Edwards, talking to you this evening. We learned so much about holistic medicine. We are discovering that it's not just pills. The whole person has to be treated, and the medical field are coming together in that area now where they're looking at the whole person, not just throwing them a pill, but trying to find out, you know, through diet, through exercise, you know, there's acupuncture. There's so many different areas. So if you're interested for anything like that, please do, you know, go to, you know, the site, and that she can, you know, those sites that she gave you, the Kennedy Foundation and stuff. So I just want to say thank you so much. And next time I come back, I'll have somebody else interesting for you to talk to. So God bless you. And until then, as I said before, whatever you do, do to the glory of God. Bye-bye now.